Julian Castro spent about $7 million on failed presidential campaign. By Charlie Spiring on January 2, 2020. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro spent about $7 million on his failed presidential campaign, according to estimates and financial records. Castro announced his decision to drop out of the 2020 presidential race Thursday, the first Democrat candidate to drop out in the new year. Castro spent $6,830,677 on his campaign, according to his third-quarter fundraising report in September. The full four-quarter fundraising and spending numbers have yet to be publicized, but the three additional months of campaigning will likely push the spending numbers beyond $7 million. "I'm so proud of everything we've accomplished together. I'm going to keep fighting for an America where everyone counts. I hope you will join me in that fight," Castro said in a statement announcing the news. Castro admitted in a video that it simply isn't our time to win the presidency. Despite his effort to capitalize on his Latino heritage and opposition to President Trump's tough immigration policies, Castro spent most of 2019 earning only 1% or less in national polls, according to Real Clear Politics. His biggest moment in the campaign was during the August Democrat debate when he proposed repealing Section 1325 of the immigration law and famously tangled with former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, demanding that he do his homework on immigration policy.